Amen.
Like, I know we don't have a people that we don't have all over the place. You know, I'm able to sing this chorus again once or twice, but maybe someday.
I'll go where Jesus. Come, sister, you're the one we need.
Someday. I'll go where Jesus is. Someday. I'll go where Jesus is. I'll be caught up to meet him. In the end. Oh yes, I will be caught up to meet him.
God bless his name forevermore. Amen. Praise God. I know you, brethren, you need to think of that one. Don't get complacent. Just think of this song. Amen. And it is true. Praise God. You know, this morning, everything that Pastor has said almost confirmed. I came in here this morning and listen, I'm old school and I am older. And I don't know about the new, what you call them, you send the message through. What do you all send it through? WhatsApp and what for people to receive what you're going to do on Sunday and whatever and what's going on. I don't know anything about that. So I had no idea that my name was on the sheet to do something. And you know, and I'm an old person, so therefore I have to write things down and I have to remember things and I have to search this and know what that word mean and whatever. You won't be getting that this morning, but you know, you'll be getting what the Lord Jesus has said because I came in this morning. I remember on Saturday, a word dropped in my spirit and it was said, those that planted in the house of the Lord shall bring forth fruit in old age. So I said, Lord, what's that for? Amen. And so is that you were saying to me, look, they're going to ask you to say something, but you don't even know that you're going to do it. But I'm just saying that you're old age, but still, I need you to talk to the church. And when I came in, and also I was talking to someone, and they said to me that they had Exodus 9. And I was reading some verses in there. But then the Lord sent me to Deuteronomy 30. And the same Saturday. Will you please? Okay. Please, God. Okay, we found the scripture, but let me pray because we normally do that. Let me just thank God for allowing me to be up here this morning. Father, we just thank you and praise you because of who you are. Thank you this morning because you thought of me, Lord, and you thought of all of us. We thank you, Lord, for your leading of your Holy Spirit because without him, we can do nothing. Father, thank you for this word, Lord, that you have actually even given to me. And, you know, I remember your daughter said to me when I said, look, I'm going to ask somebody to do it next week. I will do next week and they can do this today. And Fiona, she said to me, Sister B, when you go up there, the Lord always give you a word to say. So just get on with it. Amen. Okay. And so, Lord, I thank you that you even confirmed that and with your daughter. And I'm here standing up today in front of your people. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I greet everyone, the minister, Bishop, nice to have you back. And all the ministers of the gospel and my brethren, nice to see you. I love you lots. Amen. The Deuteronomy 30, and we are going to read from verse 10. Starting from verse 10. Amen. It is, you know, the Lord has confirmed it even with Pastor about the word. The topic is, if you like, God's word is A and Amen. He gave it to Abraham, and that from the old time, and it stands today as it goes right through to us. Okay. It said, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if you will turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all your soul. For at this commandment, which I commanded you this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that it may hear it, that we may hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou should say, where shall we go over to see for it and bring it unto us, but that it to hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, and you mayst do it. Praise. We'll stop there. Hallelujah. So we were talking about the word of the Lord. The word is hey and it is amen. And the word that the Lord gave to the people, to Moses in that chapter, it is for us today. We have to obey the word and we have got to hear it. You know, there are many things that we come into this church and we sat. But you see, unless we listen and hear it and do the word, and you see the word, the Lord, what the Lord is saying even in here in this chapter, is that the word is his word. You know, because I was questioning the Lord yesterday morning, even before I get this Deuteronomy 30. I was saying, Lord, what's happening? This, that, and why is this? And I feel like the Lord is saying to me, the word. It doesn't matter what you see and what is happening. You need to continue in the word and to do the word, because the word is what I've given. I've given it from creation. I've given it to Abraham and I'm giving it to all the prophets back there. And you need to obey the word. When we come to, do you know that the word is the commandment? The Bible says commandment, but it's the word of God. And we need to do it and hear it and listen to it. The Lord keep dealing with me many times that I'm talking about topic this morning, but we also have another that we are going to read. Could you please turn to Exodus as well? It's all about the Lord's protection and the Lord's word. So it's two different, if you like, topic. But I'm also going to read Exodus as well. Exodus 9. Amen. You know why I'm reading this is because I want you to see that God's protection is for his people. And if the word said he protects you and will look after you, you need to take it in and understand it. Exodus 9, verse 4. Could somebody read that for me? I just need to you to read it so they can hear what that is saying. Mm-hmm. Read it, sir. Read from read up to verse 6, sister, please. That's one died. Amen. Praise God. I just want you to know that the word is Old Testament, but it's the word of the Lord. Remind me, don't say that the word is, it should be New Testament. The word is, all of it I've given to the people. They need to hear it. The Lord keep reminding me as well. I've already given you a chapter to go up there to speak to the people. And it was Hebrews 10. And as he said, he didn't say not going to speak anymore, but it's like he's saying to me, look, I said to them to assemble themselves together. And that is, they think, well, that's not really important, so we won't bother to do it. But what the Lord is saying, it's very, very important. We have many challenges these days in the church. People working, the government has caused the people to be working on Sundays. So therefore, many of them can't even get to come into the house of the Lord. I know that. And many have challenges that they cannot manage as well. And so I understand all of that. But brethren, if you have the time, the Lord is speaking to Alpha, especially. He's talking to the remnant. Sorry, I got to keep saying that because the Lord keeps saying that to me. And the scripture that he keeps giving me all the time for the church is a few in Sardis. Lord, Bishop, baby, I don't want to hear that, but you have to. There's a few in Sardis that does not defile their garments. And they will walk with me. Amen. And he keeps saying to me, endurance. And he said, the faith. The people must try to have faith in him. Because he will do. It doesn't. Don't look at circumstances. Don't look at the crowd. Don't look at what you see. Because that's not faith. You know, we need to believe the Lord. And so he's saying, by faith. By faith. By faith. This one do that. So we have to live by faith and we have got to obey the Lord by assembling when we can. I know sometimes we can't, but what we know, remember that's very important even to the Lord because the word is important. Remember, it's nigh us, even in our mouth. And we need to speak it at times as well because the word is to be spoken. We just don't, you know, when we're praying, and that's why we have to use the word of the Lord for prayer all the time as well. You know, choose the scripture. What you're dealing with for the word, for the prayer, and use it, you know, and remind the Lord, because the Bible says, remind me of my word. So, you know, I am so glad that I didn't know that I was going to be speaking, but that's why the Lord said to me, those are planted in the house. So the Lord knows everything. Amen. He sees all of us and realize what's happening. And this is something that the Lord knows. You see, I need to say this now. I never said it before. Bishop and Noreen, about 10 years ago, I had this vision. But I got up and I rebuked it and I said, no, in the name of Jesus, no. But it was to say to me, look, Sister Maya was in the church and Noreen. And I came into the church and I saw like the church was half empty. And you know the crowd we had. And I said, Sister Noreen, what's happening? What happened to the people? And she said to me, Sister B, the devil has attacked us, but Jesus is able. And I wake up and I just, but that's years ago. So I was younger and everything was rosy and it was okay. Now, you're probably going to say to me, well, you should have told the church so that they could pray it and bind it and whatever. But, brethren, some of the things that the Lord sees before we see it, he knows it was going to come to pass. Yeah? And sometimes we can stop it. That's why we pray. But some things God will allow or whatever. Whether he doesn't allow it by the enemy will come. But the Lord is still with us. And you see, the Holy Spirit is never left. right? I've got many more to say, but I will leave that because we haven't got a lot of time. But I just need to encourage us and let us know. I've been here all the years. You know you cannot kill. Can we kill God? No. Nobody can kill God. Even when Jesus went to the cross, he did it by himself because it was for us. But and so because you can't kill God, you cannot kill his church that he has planted. Amen. So he will build it. And he wants us probably to. Please, brethren, I believe the people that is have the mind to come and to be with us, please do that. Please continue to do that. I believe, you know, people might be talking about us and this, whatever. Don't mind that. The Lord is doing a work, yeah? And the Lord will do it as his ability, because he has the ability to do it. So this morning, I'm glad that I didn't know, amen, because that is what the Lord has sent to me. You don't have to know, because it's by faith, and I am just telling you things to say. So the Lord, all the time he's saying endurance. We need to endure to the end, and we must not fall out along the way. Somebody said to Joshua, or whoever behind there, when he was traveling, he said, make sure that you don't fall out along the way. Amen. I must look up that scripture, see who did that. So we must not fall out along the way. And if you in Sardis, must keep the garment white. Amen. And there's a straight gate that leads to eternal life. And there is few in that. But the broad road, many. And that's, we're talking about the world, the broad road, but it can be in the church as well. So, brethren, thanks for listening to me. Not telling you off, just telling you what the Lord is saying to us as a church. And he wants us to continue to serve him in spirit and in truth. And assemble when you can. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.